Today's Daf Yomi Shir is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin. We're back to learning just one Daf today, and we begin reminding ourselves of the Machlokas that we introduced yesterday, which is very appropriate for Shavuos, and that is, on what day was the Torah received? Everybody agrees that the Torah was received on Shabbos. The question is, on what day did they begin their journey to Har Sinai, and what day did the Klai Yisrael encamp there? So this, we said, was the Machlokas between the Chachamim, who say the Klai Yisrael reached there on Monday, and then the Shloshes Me'Hagbalah followed after some other introductory days, and then the Torah was given on Shabbos Kodesh. And Rav Yossi, who says, no, we began our encampment around the Har Sinai in that area on Sunday. So the famous Machlokas is whether it was on Sunday or Monday that we reached that area. And that's what we pick up on the bottom of Pei Vov Omud Beis with the words of Ki Pligi, five lines in the bottom. Ki Pligi, where do the Chachamim, the Tanakama of the Mishnah and Rav Yossi, where do they disagree? Where do they have their machlokes? So, Bikviya Diyarcha. They're regarding as to which day was Rosh Chodesh Sivan, because everybody agrees that it was on Rosh Chodesh Sivan that they came to that area. So, according to Rav Yossi, it was on Sunday, and according to the Chachamim, it was on Monday. So, therefore, the Gemara says, Rav Yossi Sovar Bechad Vishabo Ikva Yarcha. Rav Yossi says that Sunday was Rosh Chodesh. Now, where do we get this? Ubechad bishaba lo amalu v'lo midi. What happened was that the Klai Yisrael reached over there, and on that Sunday, when they reached there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell them anything. There was no message for them, because mishum chulsha de urcha, because they traveled that entire day, and therefore they were tired from their journey, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have any messages for them. Previously, we had said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would send Moshe Rabbeinu down early in the morning, and he would go back up early in the morning. So here, why doesn't it say because it wasn't early in the morning? So the answer was they could have actually arrived very early in the morning. They could have arrived by dawn, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu could have actually have come down or gone up early in the morning. So that's not the reason. The reason is because of Chulsho de Urcha. In any event, nothing happened that Sunday, but that was Rosh Chodesh. The next day, B'trei B'Shaba, on Monday, second day of the week, Amal Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, "Vatem tiuli mamleches koanim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Tell the Klal Yisrael that you're going to be the nation over here of koanim. You're going to be the people that are going to serve me. You'll be my nation of koanim." So we turn to the Yomer Aleph. That's what happened on Monday. On Tuesday, Bitlos, on the third day of the week, Amalu mitzvah hakbola. On this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe to tell the Klal Yisrael that you have to go and set these boundaries up, the gvul, to not go near Har Sinai. And that was the message on Tuesday, B'tlosa. And then B'arba, on Wednesday, on the fourth day of the week, they were told, Avud Prisha, go and separate yourselves from your wives so that they won't be Paleta Shechvazera like we had in the previous Gemaras. So now, according to this, we see the Rav Yossi said they came on Sunday, nothing happened. On Monday, they were told Mamlechas Kohanim. On Tuesday, we were told the mitzvah of Hagbalah, that they wouldn't be near the mountain. And on Wednesday, they were told the mitzvah of Prisha. So they separated from their wives on Wednesday and on Thursday and on Friday. And then on Shabbos, there was Har Sinai, Maimon Har Sinai, and Kabbalah Satorah. Now, that's according to Rav Yossi. Rava says, Rabbanim Savrei, Rava says that according to the Chachamim, no, B'trei B'Shaba Ikva Yarcha, they hold that Monday was Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, B'trei B'Shaba Lo Amaluhu V'Lo Midei Mishum Chul Shul Yorcha. So nothing happened on that Monday because of the reasons that we said they were tired from their travels. On Tuesday, B'Tlasa De Orcha, they're told now, B'Tlasa Amaluhu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them through Moshe Rabbeinu, V'Atem Tiuli Mamlechas Kohanim. Oh, that was happening now on Tuesday, one day later. B'Arba Amala Mitzvah Hagbala. And on Wednesday now they were told the Mitzvah Hagbala, and then they were told to separate B'Chamisha Avod Prisha. So Thursday and Friday they separated from their wives. So we have the difference over here on whether they came on Sunday Rosh Chodesh or Monday Rosh Chodesh. Now we're going to have different brises going back and forth saying that Rav Yossi is right or the Chacham are right. The first one is against Rav Yossi. Meisei, the brisa says, B'feirish, V'kidash dem hayom u'machar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Klal Yisrael that they should sanctify themselves today and tomorrow. Meaning, on Thursday they were told, go sanctify yourselves Friday and Shabbos. So therefore, that clearly means that they were told on Thursday about the mitzvah of Prisha, which is exactly in accord with the Chacham's opinion, and Kachil Rav Yossi. And this is a problem for Rav Yossi, said that this mitzvah was given on Wednesday. So they separated on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So how does Rav Yossi respond to this? Amalach Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi will tell you, no problem. Yom Echad Hosif Moshe B'Daito. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that they should separate themselves. And originally that was told on Wednesday. So they should separate themselves on Wednesday and Thursday to receive the Torah on Friday. That was the original plan. And Moshe Rabbeinu added on an extra day. So therefore they only received the Torah on Shabbos. How do we know that this is true? The Tanya, because we have a Brisa that states so. Because Shlosh Dvarim also Moshe Midaito. It tells us that three things Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own. Moshe Rabbeinu followed everything the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, but in three situations, he added on an additional chumra, or he added on and did an additional something by Skim HaKodesh Baruch Hu Imo, and ultimately HaKodesh Baruch Hu agreed with him. What are these three things? Hosif Yom Echo Midaito. Oh, the first one is our Gemara over here that says he added on one day of his own. They were commanded on Wednesday to be Porish, so that would have been Wednesday and Thursday, and then on Friday they should have gotten the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, we're going to add on one day. So on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday they were Porish, and they got the Torah on Shabbos. That was number one, and Hashem agreed to it. Number two, Uperish Min Aisha, Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife Tzipporah. We'll discuss that in the Gemara in a moment, as we'll even discuss more. The first thing, Hiskim Kodesh Baruch Hu Imo, in regards to Hosef Yom Echa Midaito. So the second thing was Tzipporah, to separate from her. And the third one was Moshe Rabbeinu, Vishiber Es HaLuchos. He smashed the first Luchos, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu agreed with him in doing that. Now we'll go back and discuss all three of these things, one at a time. Hosef Yom Echa Midaito. The first one is, the Braisa tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu added on this extra day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to it. So where did Moshe Rabbeinu get this from? What was his smach that he would want to add on an extra day? My darish. So Moshe Rabbeinu dashed in the pasuk. It says, Hayom u'machor. You should separate yourselves for 2 days, today and tomorrow. Now, he darshan that out, Hayom kim machor, that the day today should be like tomorrow. And Ma'ala Mochar Leilu Imo, the following day, let's say, again, according to Rav Yossi, this was on Wednesday. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell the people to separate themselves on Wednesday. So they would separate themselves on Wednesday, and then the full day Thursday, and to get the Torah on Friday. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hayom Kimachar, just like Thursday is a full day, so the first day of separation has to be a full day, both night and day. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ma'ala Mochar Leilu Imo, on the Thursday, it's the night and the day of Thursday, so Af Hayom, so the first day should be Af Hayom Leilu Imo, should be the full night and day. But it's already Wednesday, so it's too late to do it. Therefore, V'laylo Do Yidno Navkele, Wednesday at night, meaning on Tuesday night, so that was already gone. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shema Mino Treyome Levar Miyidna, I need 2 full days besides today. So Wednesday is the first day of the separation. Then Thursday and Friday, 2 full days. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu added on his own, and they got the Torah on Shabbos. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy with this? He agreed. It's because it says, Lo Shar Yishchina, Tzapa D'Shabbata. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given the Torah on Friday. But the fact that he gave the Torah on Shabbos shows you that he agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu's rationale. That was number one. Number two, we send the bride to Pirish Menisha. Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife. My daughters, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's thinking behind this? So he said, Nasa Kavachom Ratzi. He made a Kavachom to himself. He said, Uma Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is getting the Torah here. Shalom Debra Shechina Imam Elo Shoachas. They're going to only speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this one time. The whole Klai Yisrael were Nevi'im. Everybody heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. And they knew exactly what date it was. There was only one time thing, the Kovalim Zman, and it was on a specific time, on that Shabbos of Matan Torah. Amra Torah, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, Vayu Nechonim, you should be prepared. The Al Tigu Elisha, don't go near your wives. In other words, you had to prepare and not be near your wives for this one time event. Then you knew exactly when the day was. So Moshe Rabbeinu done this kavachomer to himself. He said, I don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to speak with me. Any second HaKadosh Baruch Hu could suddenly speak with me. He speaks to me all the time, and I don't know when that will be. So certainly, if Klai Yisrael was told on this one-time event that they had to separate from their wives, so too, alachas v'kama v'kama, how much more so should I have to go and separate from my wife at all times? And minolo and dihiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yodo, how do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this was right? Because normally it's not right for even a greatest tzaddik not to be with his wife. So the Gemara tells us, d'chsid, because the pasuk says, it says, Lech emor lehem, shuv lechem, liol lechem. After Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai Yisrael, go back to your families, go back to your wives, and be with them. But right after that, the pasuk says, uksiv basrei, V'atom, you Moshe Rabbeinu, po amod imodi. You stay here with me. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu darshan that I can't go back to my wife. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu darshan this out. That's one explanation. This is the Amri. Another explanation is that it says, pel pel dabribo, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu different than all the other Nevi'im. And therefore, because it is pel pel dabribo, at any moment in time, he could speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu in this fashion shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with what Moshe Rabbeinu did. The third one was Shibur Es HaLuchos. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. So we know he did that based upon the following. What's his reasoning? My darish, Omar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Uma Pesach, by the Korban Pesach, Shu Echod Mitayeg Mitzvah, just one of the 630 mitzvos. And nevertheless, Omar Torah, the Torah says in regards to that, now the Girsa that we have is Vichol, but the real pasuk is Kol Ben Necho Lo Yochabo. That a Ben Necho, Rashi tells us, is Mumor, Shenisnachru Maisov Li'ovish L'Shemayim. This is a person who goes against the Kodesh Bohu's will. He's made himself a stranger, Ben Nechar. He's Nisnachru Maisov L'Ovish L'Shemayim. So such a person is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu donned this kavachom and he said, HaTorah Kula Kan. Here, the entire Torah is over here, and certainly in that situation, the Yisrael Mumarim and the Klai Yisrael's Nebuch, Nisnachru, Ben Nechar, the Klai Yisrael's Mumrim over here, Alas Kavakama, that I can't give them the Torah. If you can't eat a Korban Pesach, if you're a Mumar, Alas Kavakama, you can't have the whole Torah if you're a Mumar, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Torah. And how do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed? We know on the Iskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayodo that Moshe Rabbeinu Yashakoyach. So that's the exact answer. Shneimar Asher Shibarta, this funny lashon of Asher. Omer Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish makes a play on the word Asher. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yashakoyach Shibarta, Yishar Kochacho Sher Shibarta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy that he broke the Luchos. It was 100% correct. The Klal Yisrael didn't deserve the Luchos. Toshma. Now we have a further brisa. It says, "Vayu nichonim layom hashilishi." It says you'll be prepared to get the Torah on the third day. So that's a kash over here, l'Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi says they got it really on the fourth day. They were told on Wednesday to prepare, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is 3 days, and on the fourth day they got it. But the pasuk says, "Vayu nichonim layom hashilishi." So it's a kash in Rav Yossi. It's in accord with the Chachamim's opinion. So it says, "Asked and answered already." Hod amrina. We already answered that. Yom echad hosif Moshe midaito. That was the original plan, and then Moshe Rabbeinu ended on a day, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to. So therefore, the dates and numbers all work out according to Rav Yossi as well. Toshma, try again. The Brisa brings down an enigmatic statement, which we'll explain in a moment. It says, Shlishi, that happened on the Shlishi. What day was that? Shlishi? Shlishi b'chodesh. It was the third day of the month. Ushlishi b'shabbos. And it was the third day of the week. In other words, Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. And therefore, Tuesday, the third day of the week, was also the third day of the month. So, the Brisa over here, Befeir, says that Shlishi, whatever happened over here, on the third day, Shlishi was the third day of the month and the third day of the week, which is exactly what Rav Yossi said. Now we have Kashal Rabbanan. This is the Kashal on the Chachamah's opinion. So Gemara answers, I'm a little Rabbanan. Rabbanan say, no problem. Homani, who's the author of this Brisa? Rav Yossi. But we don't agree with it. We don't agree with this Brisa. Rav Yossi authored this Brisa. That's Lishitaso. But we don't agree with it. Now the Gemara asks, what exactly was it referring to over here, this enigmatic Brisa, when it said Shlishi? What was Shlishi? Shlishi Lamai. The third day of what? So that's another brisa that says, this brisa tells a whole conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he tells to the Klai Yisrael, the Klai Yisrael tells back to Moshe Rabbeinu, tells back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have this dialogue. Vayoshev Moshe as the Rei Ha'om El Hashem. Moshe returns the words of the people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, Uksiv, Vayagid Moshe as the Rei Ha'om El Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells another words that the people said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara asks, Ma Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe? What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell? What did that Kodesh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Uma Omar Lehem Moshe Yisrael. What did Moshe tell Klal Yisrael? Uma Omar Yisrael Moshe. And what did Klal Yisrael respond to Moshe Rabbeinu? Uma Yishev Moshe Lepnei Akvura. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu then go tell Kodesh Baruch Hu on behalf of the Klal Yisrael? So we have several different opinions over here as to what this Bryce is talking about. The first one is Zu Mitzvah Hagbala. No, it's talking about here the Mitzvah of Hagbala, the Shlosh Nei Hagbala, that they had to separate over here from Har Sinai. That's the first opinion, Diri Rav Yossi Ber Yehuda. That's the discussion, this dialogue over here, back and forth. Rabbi Omer, a second answer is, Rabbi says, Betchila Peresh Onsha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Klal Yisrael the Onish that they'll have if they don't follow and do everything that the Torah says. The Tziv, as the Apostle says, Vayoshev Moshe, we play on the word Vayoshev, this word means, Devarim Shemeshabedin, Daito Shel Adam. These are things that go and change a person's mind. Rashi says over here, the Lashon of Meshavadin, Vayelech Shovev. Shemonin Milkabel. Shemikablu Yanshu Hadvarim Halolu. Mishavim Misliva Minamokum. It turned the people away, so to say, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'afal Bikein Kiblu Aleim. These things would have made them maybe not want to do this, but they said, no, we're going to do it anyway. And then ultimately, after they said, no, we're going to do it, even though this sounds very hard, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell him the wonderful reward. They say, Vayaged Moshe, the play on the word Vayaged, Dvar Moshe Moshivin Libo Shaladam Ke'agoda. People love Agarta Gemaras. People love to hear stories. So this is a pleasant language, Vayaged, and therefore, first they were told the harshness, if you don't follow the Torah, you're going to be in a lot of trouble, and that could have turned them off, but no, they said, no, Naseh Nishma, we're going to do it, and therefore, they were then responded with words, Vayaged, these words of Agoda, of pleasantness. That's Rebbe's approach. The Ikat Yamri, a third way to understand this dialogue, was Betchila Perish Matan Scharif. Now, first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll tell you all the wonderful things you're going to get if you do the Torah. This is Vayashiv Moshe, and here to play on the word Vayashiv is Dvarim Shemeshivin Daitel Shalodam. It makes a person's happiness return. It brings them back to good health, so to say. Wow, if you do the Torah, look at all the rewards you're going to get. And then only afterwards, it was all Pirsha Oshi. Said, but if you don't, then you're going to be in trouble. And that's the Vayagid Moshe. Here we play on the word Vayagid. Dvar Moshe Kashim Adam Kigidin. Then it's going to be hard for them like Gidin. What are Gidin? So I would have thought it meant the ligaments. Like normally we have Gidin. But Rashi tells us it means Yerek Mar, a bitter vegetable that was referring to over here that it will be so negative to you if you, Chas V'Shalom, don't follow the Torah. Okay. Again, still trying to figure out if Rav Yossi or the Chacham can be proven right or wrong from a Braisa. Toshma, try again. It says Shishi, again, this enigmatic word, something on the sixth day, which was Shishi B'Chodesh, which was the sixth day of the month, which was Shishi B'Shabbos, which was the sixth day of the week. Again, exactly like Rav Yossi said. And therefore, Kasha L'Rabbanan. It's a Kasha L'Rabbanan who said that Friday was the fifth day of the month. So Kasha L'Rabbanan. So the Chacham answer, Hanami Rav Yossi, no problem. This Braisa was ordered by Rav Yossi. We disagree with it. With Hanayim, we can disagree with Rav Yossi's Braisa. So now the Gemara asks, Shishi L'Mai. What are we talking about over here? Shishi, the sixth of what? Referring to what? So here we have two opinions. Rav Omar, Rav says, we turn to the Amud Beis, Lechan Yosan. This was the day that they arrived and encamped on Har Sinai. So that's what it's the sixth day from, on Har Sinai. So this Friday was the sixth day that they arrived at Har Sinai, Lechan Yosan. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omar, Lemason. It was also the day that they left. They arrived and left on Sunday, whereas the first opinion, Rava's opinion, is that it wasn't the day that they left, it was just the day that they arrived. They traveled on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara's going to ask, how could they travel on Shabbos? How could that possibly be? So, the Komifligi be Shabbos demora, and Rava and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov are arguing about what halachos they were given. We know that they were given halachos of Shabbos before Matan Torah, at Mora. But how many of the halachos of Shabbos were they given? That's what Rava and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov are arguing about. Because if you be Shabbos demora, it says by Shabbos demora, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, it says about Shabbos demora in the Aseres Hadibros, it says like I promised you, kasher tzivcha, like I commanded you, Hashem Elokecha says previously on at Mora, and on this. The question was, what was commanded to them? Rav Yehuda Merav, in explaining this, says, Kasher Tzivcha B'mara. It means that, as you were previously commanded about Hilchos Shabbos and Mara. So we have a machlokas over here between Rava and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, exactly what was commanded to them at Mara. Everybody agrees, Shabbos was commanded to them at Mara. But Mara Savar, a Shabbos ifkod, Rava says that they only were told the halachos of Shabbos, the main halachos of Shabbos, atchumim lo ifkod, but they weren't told the halachos of tchumim. Now this is what Tosa says over here. This obviously goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that says that tchumim is a din daraisa. Most of the poskim, and lahalacha, we say that tchum were only the rabbanon. But this goes like Rabbi Akiva, who says that tchum is the raisa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them all the dinim of Shabbos, but not tchum, because everybody agrees, even Rabbi Akiva, even if tchum is the raisa, it's not a chiv kares, it's not a chiv of skila if you go outside the tchum. And therefore, Rava holds that they weren't given over here the halachos of tchumim on Shabbos, and therefore they could have traveled at Mara, so they could have traveled on Shabbos. So they picked up, let's say, Shabbos morning and traveled all day Shabbos beyond the Tchum, and they arrived Sunday morning. Oh, that's the way Rava learns it. So it was the sixth day, Lachan Yosan, the sixth day that they got there. But they actually left 7 days before. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov disagrees. Rav Acha Omar Sava, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, Atchumim nami ifkot. They were also commanded over here about Tchumim. And therefore, they were told, you can't travel on Shabbos when they were in Marva. So therefore, they didn't travel on Shabbos. So they left early Sunday morning, and they got there Sunday. So it was not only the day that they landed over there, Lachanios, and the day that they encamped over there, but also the day that they traveled. So that's the machlokus over here between Marva and Rav Acha bar Yaakov. But it's not a raya against Chachamim because they don't hold like this brisa. Toshma, try again. Nisan, Shebo Yatsu Yisro Mi Mitzrayim. In the month of Nisan, when we left Mitzrayim, that month, Ba'arba saw Shachdu B'Shayim. It tells us on Yud Dalet of that month, we Shechdu the Korban Pesach, Ubachamisha saw Yatsu, and we left the following day. We Shechdu the Korban Pesach on the 14th in the afternoon, and we ate it on the 15th, and we left on the 15th. But then the Brisa says, "Well, Erev Laku B'choros," and what sounds like it's the following night, on the 16th, the Makas B'choros occurs. The Gemara says that's not right. Lo Erev Sokadaitach? No, that's not right. Ella Mi Bo Erev Laku B'choros. The Brisa should have said Mi Bo Erev. In other words, on the night that they're eating the Korban Pesach, on the 15th, the start of the 15th, which is the night of the 15th, that's when the B'choros were killed, and Klai Yisrael ate the Korban Pesach. And the next morning, on the 15th in the morning, they left. So fine. Now, the Brisa tells us, Beferish, that Tesvav Nisan, the 15th, was a Thursday. Chamishi b'Shabbos. That's incontrovertible. Everybody agrees to that. Now, what's the Raya? Midechamesa b'Nisan, Chamisho b'Shabbos. If we know that the 15th of Nisan was a Thursday, so then we know Nisan is always Mali. So then, if the 15th is a Thursday, the following Thursday is the 22nd. The following Thursday is going to be the 29th. The following day after that, the Friday, is going to be the 30th. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh of Iyar is going to be on Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara tells us. Reish Yarcha, the Iyar Shabbosa. That we just calculate that because Nisan is always Mali. Nisan is always a 30-day month. Now, if the 30th day is going to be Friday, and Rosh Chodesh Iyar is Shabbos, so then if you count 29 days later, so then 29 days later, it's going to be Shabbos. And that's a full month. Iyar is always Chaser. So if the 29th day, the last day of the month, is also Shabbos, if the first is a Shabbos, so the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, the 29th, they're all Shabbosim, and then the next day, which is a Sunday, is going to be the first day of Sivan. And that's what the Brisa tells us. Reish Yarcha de Sivan, Chag B'Shabbos. Ah, exactly like Rav Yossi says. So this Brisa is a raya to Rav Yossi and Kashid L'Rabbanan. So we got a problem again for the Rabbanan. Amlecha Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, no, it's not a problem. Iyar da'ai shaita aburi abrua. That year, Iyar was a leap month. It had 30 days. So therefore, instead of the month ending on 29th Shabbos, according to the Chachamim, the month ended on the 30th day, which was Sunday. And then the first day of the month is Monday, exactly like the Chachamim Shita tells us. And therefore, the Chachamim have no problem over here. Iyar da'i shaita iburi abrua. But there's only one problem with that. That's just not true. Toshma, we have another brisa that says, de'lo ibrua, that in fact, they didn't go and have a 30-day month of Iyar. Because it says, Nisan shebo yotsu yisrom mitzrayim. The brisa tells us that that year that they left Mitzrayim, in Nisan, Be'arbasa shachtu b'shayim. We know we shachted the Korban Pesach on Yudalid. The Brisa says, B'chamish also yotzum. We left on the 15th. And again, it has the incorrect statement, V'la'erev l'oku b'choros. That following night sounds like the 16th, the b'choros were killed. And where it says, L'erev s'okadaitach, can that possibly? No, that's obviously not true. E'la e'ma, mi bo'erev l'oku b'choros. No, it was that night of the 15th that the b'choros were killed. Fine, okay. No problem. The Brisa continues. The Brisa tells us Beferish that that day of Tesvav was a Thursday. Again, Hishlam Nisan. Nisan is always Mole. So therefore, if Thursday is the 15th, the following Thursday is the 22nd, the following Thursday is the 29th, the day afterwards, Friday, is the 30th, and therefore Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The Eira Iyar Lios B'Shabbos, as we just said. Now, Chaser Iyar, here the Brisa says Beferish that Iyar was only 29 days. So if Shabbos is 1, then you have 8, you have 15, you have 22, 29. So therefore, the last day of Iyar, which is Shabbos, is the 29th, and the first day of Sivan is going to be Sunday. The Eira Sivan Lios B'Echo B'Shabbos. Again, exactly like Rav Yossi says, Kashla Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan have a problem over here. Gemara says, no problem. Chum say, Hamani, who's the author of this Brisa? Again, Rav Yossi, we disagree. We didn't have this Brisa. That's Rav Yossi's interpretation. Try again. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, Toshba, I have another Raisa. This Raisa says, Vayisum, Me Elim, Vayavo, Koladas, Bnei Yisrael, Vagomer, Vachamisha, Soyom, Vachodesh Hasheni. They arrived over here by the Midbar Sin. That's what the Pasuk tells us. That's the Vagomer. They arrived at Midbar Sin on the 15th day of the second month, on Tesvav of Iyar. Now, Vao, Soyom, Shabbos, Soyom. We know for a fact that that day was Shabbos. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu had said, when the people complained, we said, we have no food over here, we're going to die in starvation. So it says, Uboker, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, in the morning, Uri'isim es Kod Hashem, you're going to see the great splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How you see that? Uksib, because the money is going to come down. And it says, Sheish Yishomim Tukitu, you're going to go collect it for 6 days. In other words, that day over here, that he told them you're going to start is a Sunday, and for the next 6 days you're going to go collect the month. So therefore, umidchamesar biyar shabasa. Obviously, the 15th day was iyar. We just said was when he told them for the next 6 days. So obviously that was Shabbos. So therefore, if the 15th day is Shabbos, so then the 22nd day is Shabbos, and the 29th day is Shabbos as well. Iyar is chaser; it's not ever mole. So therefore, reishar de sivan chad b'shabbos. So then sivan in that year of Matan Torah, they just came out from Mitzrayim, and it was on a Sunday. So this is again Beferish, Kasha L'Rabbanan. It's Beferish like Rav Yossi, and it's a Kasha on the Rabbanan that says that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was a Sunday. So Gemara says, no, Amar L'cha Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say over here, Iyar Da'i Shaita Iburi Abruah. No, this Brisa doesn't mention specifically that it wasn't, and you had the Brisa that said that it wasn't a leap month, that was only according to Rav Yossi. So they say, no problem, there was a leap month, so therefore, instead of last day of the month being on Shabbos, the last day of the month was on Sunday, and therefore the first day of the month is on Monday. Again, perfectly in accord with the Chacham Shita. Try again. Amalei Rav Chavivi, that's the Girsa that we have. The Bach brings down that it really should be Rav Asi Michuzenoy. Either this Rav Chavivi Michuzenoy, or it was Rav Asi Michuzenoy. In any event, whichever person it was, he said to Rav Ashi. He said to Rav Ashi the following. Here's a Brisa. Toshma. The Brisa says, Vahi b'chodesh harishon b'shana ha'shenis. Now, it was on the first month, in the second year, b'echod l'chodesh, on the Rosh Chodesh of that month, hu kama mishkan. This is the day in the second year in the Midbar when the mishkan was put up. This is Vahi b'yom ha'shmini. Parsha Shmini, that was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the second year that they were in the desert. Now, Tana, the Brisa tells us, 10 things happened that day. Oso yom notal eser atoros. That day there were 10 crowns, so to say, that were special for that day. The Gemara is now going to list all 10 of these crowns. Number one, rison lemase bereshis. It was the first day of the week. Rashi tells us over here, rison lebrias olam. It means, maase bereshis is brias olam, sheecho b'shabbos yom. So he's telling us that that year, Rosh Chodesh, in the second year in the Midbar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday. Then it tells us, number two, Rishon l'Nesiim. It was the second Atorah that they got that day, was that it was the first day that the Nesiim brought all the Kabbalahs. We know that the first 12 days of Nisan, many have the minhag that they read the Torah, the Parsha of the Nesiim, and that's a minhag that is extant today in Klai Yisrael. Many places they read from the Torah all the Nesiim, and that's because that's when the Nesiim started to bring, and the first day was Nachshon ben Aminadav. Yehuda always went first, so Nachshon ben Aminadav, he brought his Nasi's Karban on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's the second Atorah that happened at that time. The third one, Mara tells us, is Rishon L'Kahuna. Rashi explains, Oso Yom Shmini L'Miluim. That was the eighth day of the Miluim. So that was V'hi B'yom HaShmini. So V'avodu B'Aron Ubon. From that day on, V'yad Achshav, only Kohanim do it. Before that, it was the Bechoros, or Moshe Rabbeinu actually did it. From now on, and for all time, the Kohanim will be the ones to do the Avodah. The fourth one was Rishon Liavoda. What is that? This was the first day Rashi says, L'seder Avoda Sibor. To me, the Mishar Kabanos, Shotrum Salishka. This was the first day that we started bringing communal Kabanos. The fifth one is Rishon Liridas Esh. The fire came down, as the Pasuk tells us, Rashi says, V'teitze Esh Milifnei Hashem, V'toch Halam Hezbeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down the eternal fire, the Ner Tomid, and that was the additional Atara that happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the second year. The sixth one was Rishon Lachilas Kachim. This is the time that they had to eat the Kachim, Rashi says, B'mechitza, within the confines of the Mishkan, or, as we'll see later on, within the confines of Yerushalayim. But Achshav, Yunichom, Chomakom, Rashi says, until now they can eat these korbanos that they brought wherever they wanted. That was the sixth one. The seventh one, Rishon Lishkon Shechina. Rashi explains over here that B'Yisrael, Normally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was all over. And now the Shechina was Sharsa over there. It says that the Suli Mikdash Vishachanti Bisocham. So therefore, this is where the Shechina's presence was now felt more than any place else. Okay. The eighth one, Rishon Levarach Es Yisrael. This was the time for the Kohanim to go and bless Klai Yisrael, because it says, Vayisah Aaron Es Yadav Vayivarachim. So therefore, that is the additional Atara that happened, the eighth of the Ataros that happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The ninth one is Rishon Le'Isr HaBamos. Rashi explains, until now they were allowed to go and sacrifice any place they wanted. Me'akshah, but from now, at the time of the Mishkan, and that was subsequently when the Mishkan was destroyed in Shiloh, then they were allowed to bring Bamos again. But when the Beis HaMikdash was built, so they're no longer, and this is an Issa forever, no longer allowed to have Bamos. So Me'akshav, at this point in time, Nesru Shehu Roy LeFateach, LePesach Ol Moed, you have to know and bring them in front of the Ol Moed. LePesach Ol Moed, Lo Hevio. You're not allowed to bring it anywhere else but the Ol Moed. So this is the Issa of Bamos. And finally, the 10th, and last of the Ataros is Rishon LeChadoshim. This is the first day of the month of Nisan, which is the first month of the year. Fine. So these 10 things happen. Now, what do we see over here? That this Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the second year was on a Sunday. Now, Umidirei Sharcha de Nisan, the High Shatecha B'Shabes, if in the second year Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday, you can calculate backwards what Rosh Chodesh Nisan was in the previous year. The Ishtakad in the previous year, it must have been Berevi B'Shabbos, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Wednesday. Now, how do we know that? The Tanya, because the Brisa tells us. Acherim Omrim, the Acherim tell us that there is a difference between one year and the next, Ein Bein Atzeres Atzeres, between one Shavuos this year and the previous year Shavuos, or Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, this year Rosh Hashanah and last year's Rosh Hashanah, there's always going to be El Arba Yomim Bilvad. There's only going to be a 4-day difference. Unless it's a leap year. B'mayis Hashanah Muberes, when the leap month, the other Sheni, is only going to have 29 days, so then there's going to be one extra day difference between this year and last year. And that's easy to calculate out, because there are 354 days in a Hebrew calendar year. And therefore, just divide by 7 into 354, so 7 goes into 35, 350, evenly. So you're going to be left over with a remainder of 4. So therefore, there are going to be, the weeks are identical, so that's the 350 days, and then there's additional 4 days. So this year is going to be 4 days ahead of where it was last year. So therefore, if it's not a leap year would be 5 days. This year wasn't a leap year. So therefore, if in the second year it's on a Sunday, that's 4 days later than it was the previous year. So count backwards. 1 day would be Shabbos, 2 days would be Friday, 3 days would be Thursday, 4 days would be Wednesday. And that's what the Brisa said. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the next year, in the second year, is on a Sunday, so then in the previous year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to be on a Wednesday. Now, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Wednesday, Havalei Resh Yarcha de Iyar Mali Shabbata. That means that Iyar is going to be on, Rosh Chodesh Iyar is going to be on Friday. Why is that? Because if Wednesday is Rosh Chodesh, so it's going to be 1 is on Wednesday, then you're going to have 8 on Wednesday, you're going to have 15 on Wednesday, 22 on Wednesday, and 29 on Wednesday. Then the next day will be 30 will be on Thursday. Nisan is always small day. And Iyar, Rosh Chodesh, is going to be on Friday. And that's what the Gemara says. Havalei Resh Yarcha de Iyar Mali Shabbata. And now, if Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Friday, and Iyar is going to have 1 on Friday, it's going to be 8 on Friday, it's going to be 15 on Friday, 22 on Friday, and 29 on Friday. So then, since Iyar is going to be Chaser, so then Shabbos is going to be Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Now that's a problem. Resh Yarcha de Sivan Shabbata. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan is going to be on Shabbos. That doesn't work out according to anybody. Kasha Bela Rav Yossi Bela Rabbanan. That's going to be problematic for both of them. Rav Yossi says it's on Sunday. Rabbanan says it's on Monday. And here we just proved that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Shabbos. So how is each of them going to answer it? That's not a problem. Rav Yossi, according to Rav Yossi, he's going to say Shiva Chaser Mavud. No, that year, not every year has to be 6 months Mali, 6 months Chaser, and that's how you get 354 days. That year, there actually was an additional month that was Chaser. So that year was only 353 days. So then, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the second year was on a Sunday, so now you only go back 3 days to get to when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was in the previous year. So it will be Shabbos, Friday, Thursday, not Wednesday, Thursday. And now everything will be pushed forward 1 day. And instead of, according to Rav Yossi, the calculation being that Sivan will come out on Shabbos, Sivan will now come out on Sunday, exactly what Rav Yossi said. We turn to the Omer Aleph and we conclude, according to Rabbanan, they're stuck also. So they're going to say, Ches Chaser. In a year, you never can have more than 8 months Chaser or Mole. So in that year, there was only 352 days in the year. 2 months additional were chaser. So therefore, instead of being 4 days difference between 1 year and the next year, it's only going to be 2 days difference between 1 year and the next year, because it's only 352 days. So when Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the second year was on a Sunday, it's only 2 days, so then Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the previous year is going to be on a Friday. Then you'll calculate everything out, and according to the Chachamim, Rosh Chodesh Sivan in the following year is going to be on a Monday like their Shita. So everybody is okay. We still haven't come to a conclusion. We'll have more proofs in Yitz Hashem in tomorrow's shir. I forgot to mention at the beginning of shir, but Baruch Hashem will mention it now. Today's shir was learned Lili Nishmas George Hursko, Yekusiel Yehuda ben Yaakov Nechemya, and also Morris Weinstock, Moshe Yaakov ben Yosef ben Weinstock's father. All the neshamas that we learned for should have an aliyah. That concludes today's shir.